Welcome to our Worldwide Network for Success, WWYNS, your dedicated business radio station. The mission of our station is to help you learn how successful managers and business owners direct their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. And now, here is your host, Joe Camara.
Welcome to SCO's The Leading Edge of Supply Chain Optimization. Today, this is Joe Camara. We're going to be talking with Frank Blanton of Applied Reasoning Technology about the value of warehouse optimization. My co-host today is John Hogue, and he's going to help me do the interview. Frank, as we were going to get started, we mentioned that we'd like to know a little bit of your background. How'd you get into this business, and how's it going?
It's going very well. First of all, I appreciate the time for the interview. Again, went to school and majored in industrial engineering and spent some good time working for various suppliers, material handling equipment companies, doing some work in the transportation industry. And then through some economic hard times, so to speak, found myself unemployed, and so then I just began a consulting career. And it has prospered from that point on.
Well, that's a traditional route often, and sounds like it's been a productive one. When you're dealing with customers, what are the major things you're talking about? We said the title was The Value of Warehouse Optimization. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in the when you look at a warehouse, it's basically comprised of three cost components: space, equipment, and labor. And so often, the design of a warehouse is a secondary thought or the result of some other influences. And looking at it as a system, it's not optimized. Individual buildings are selected, and then an example, a very specific piece of equipment, material handling equipment, is applied. Therefore, the operator is basically just stuck with that. He's got a building, he's got the equipment, and now he has to meet the challenge of the operation. So there, in some cases, not a lot of thought put into it as a system.
So it sounds like typically it evolves over time.
Yes, it does.
And nobody's really looking at optimizing. They're just looking at managing it, correct?
Exactly.
So what do? You come in and...
Okay, so what we do is we come in with our systems-based consulting, and we build a baseline model of the existing operation. And we model it to the point where we can document 85 to 90% of their current cost. So there's a validation toll gate right there. So we've modeled the existing operation, and we confer with management, does this really reflect what's going on? We've got 90% of your actual cost model. So that starts the process, the whole design process.
And that's based on their data?
Their data, absolutely their data. It's based on their inventory profile, their inventory data, and their order demand data.
Okay, so let's say we want to get started with the process. You start gathering or help me gather the data that we need. What's the next step? What do we do next?
The next step in the process is after the data is collected, we will go through a data conversion process, and we're going to take the inventory data and we're going to convert it into storage requirements. We're going to take the demand data, order line item data, and convert that into material flows. So we will go through and we'll capture financial costs as well, the demand and the inventory data, convert those into requirements, and then have a validation session where we'll sit down and validate. Does this look correct? You have so much inventory, and we think you're going to need so many storage locations. You have so much demand, and we think the material flows through the facility looks like this. We have a toll gate where the data is validated.
So that's the picture as it currently is?
Yes.
Now, one of the unfortunate parts about radio is you can't see any pictures, but you've got some great graphics that display this on a screen so that somebody can get a visual of the graphic. Tell us a little bit about those graphics and how they help explain the story.
In the system, we start off after the data analysis. We enter the storage requirements into the system, and it takes the storage requirements and it turns it into a physical layout. And the system we use, 3DC, has the ability to create any type of layout possible with that inventory. So it's going to start, and it's going to create thousands of layouts. And it's displayed graphically in an AutoCAD format, and we can review any of those layouts as needed.
So let's say that my current warehouse, I've got some racks that, you know, I'm not paying really much attention to the levels of how high they are, but you model that from the beginning. You just mirror what I currently have.
Yes, in the beginning we do. We create a constrained layout, which is what you have today.
Okay.
And start from there and validate. That's part of the baseline validation.
Okay. And so your computer analysis then does what?
Then what we do is take the inventory requirements. If we're designing a new facility, we take those requirements and we create every possible layout with your storage requirements. As an example, you may have 3,500 pallets, and the first scenario we create is we create a warehouse with one row of 3,500 pallets, one high. Now that's the start point. And then we divide that into, we've got two rows of pallets, 1,750 in length. Therefore, we, at the end of the analysis, we have any possible 3D combination of your storage and the resulting layouts. And that's the first step.
Okay. What's the next step?
Okay, then the next step is we take the order profile and we create material flows. So we turn that demand into physical movement. So in a typical warehouse or DC, we've got the unloading, the put away, the picking, and the loading or shipping. So we take the order profile, create those flows in the correct quantities, and that goes into basically supports a simulation system. So then the next step would be to take the orders that represent your demand and simulate those through all the possible layouts.
So how many do you run?
Well, the physical parameters will create, again, thousands of layouts, and then what we do is with the material flow, we can simulate thousands of runs through each layout to make sure we have a statistically valid sample.
So how do you select the optimum one?
Well, there's one more step is after we simulate each layout, we have the distance, and then the system applies through an expert system, applies the right equipment to each flow, only the equipment that can work. And then when that is finished, we have a database of tens of thousands of scenarios, and we have each one costed, and the cost includes the storage or space, the equipment, and the labor. And so then it's a process of graphing that, maybe by a level of storage. Let's look at all of one high. We can look at all of those and look what the cost is. And we take the client through that exercise of analyzing large chunks of scenarios, and they determine which ones are truly feasible. So what our system does, it creates all the possible combinations. It's still up to the client to select one. We can't identify the total lowest cost solution, but there's going to be some one-off trade-offs.
So even though there's one best optimum solution, there may be some constraints within the nature of the business that requires that they would pick some other option.
Exactly. There could be some customer service constraints. There could be some IT influences that prevent us from using a certain kind of equipment or issues like that. So we can move off of the optimal solution, and we can look at a solution that supports that, and they'll know the cost differential.
Uh-huh. One of the interesting graphs that you presented to us when you were doing a visual presentation had to do with the pattern of the inventory within the warehouse. I thought that was very revealing. If you picture a rectangle, right?
Right.
And you look within that rectangle at where the most inventory turnover is, one of your goals is to get those high inventory turnover items clumped together in some pattern. And then there's maybe another row or another set of inventory that's not as high turnover, but is less picked, if you will. Sorry for inventing a new word. And then there's some that hardly are ever really needed, but you still want to store them in inventory. I thought that was a kind of a really revealing. Any other comments you could make about that?
Yes. When a warehouse is set up and designed, it's a starting point of known demand. And so over time, you're going to add different items, and the demand is going to shift. And where we have items located today stored in the warehouse may not be optimal tomorrow because the demand might shift to an item towards the back of the warehouse. So there needs to be a consistent look or review of the demand against the inventory. basically what we call slotting. So what the system does, again, in our baseline, we'll just spread demand over the warehouse, worst case, assuming that's what it is today. And then we'll go through an exercise where we determine what are the fastest mover, the A items. And we'll put those towards the front or towards the dock, and then go ahead and do a B slotting and a C slotting. So when we do run the analysis, it tells us how much, what the travel difference is between no slotting in our baseline and what if we reslotted today. There's typically some double-digit percentage improvement, 10, 20, 30% improvement reduction in travel. Then we have the opportunity to start changing the layout and see what does that improve or reduce travel. And eventually it leads to minimize the travel and the cost, it leads to a layout and where aisles should be and cross aisles should be, as well as where the inventory should be.
So, again, back to, let's say I'm interested in starting this process. Tell me about the kinds of services you would provide to my company. Where do you start? What are the options?
We'd probably start with a conversation about what your pain points are. So a phone call, we can kind of discuss what the issues are. Some of the typical issues might be I'm running out of storage, I'm into multiple facilities, I've gone from a certain level of items to another level of items, and I'm seeing a high increase in overtime. So we start with looking at what the pain points are, and then we start developing a scope to address those. So we, at the high end, we can start with a full clean sheet for a Greenfield DC design. We can drop down into, you've got an existing building, we may need to redesign the storage. You may be in an existing building and you're having throughput issues, you can't get all your orders picked in time, so we can do the ABC analysis, the sliding analysis, and look for opportunities in terms of equipment and layout. So we start basically from the high end of design and then go down into the operation, and we can assess storage, equipment, and labor as separate initiatives.
So that's basically a consulting activity?
Yes, it starts out, yes, as consulting.
Okay. So do I need to get, how much do I need to pay for that analysis? I don't mean necessarily in, I'm sure it varies depending on the size of the challenge, but is that an upfront cost that I have to pay, or how do I do that?
Well, our rates are standard market rates, and we believe that the analysis with all the multitude of scenarios really creates our value. So what we do is it's all driven by the scope, and so the scope defines the total cost, and then we can work out some incremental payment terms, typically.
So you give me a proposal.
Yes.
And I accept the proposal, and you get started.
Yes.
What's after that? How do you help me collect the data? Do you tell me, what do you do? Tell me what data
yes.
I need? And
yes. So how the process starts is we would then send some data templates, and they're somewhat generic. Everybody's data looks a little bit different. So we'd start to collect the data, and we would go through a first couple of weeks of interpreting what you have and scrubbing that and getting it set, and then we would have a data review or toll gate. Once the data is approved, then we will start the analysis. And that's like the second of three phases. So we go through the whole modeling and analysis phase. And then once that is finished, then we start preparing different presentations, again, based on some high-level, maybe some other high-level requirements. We start to narrow down on the optimal solution, and that's the third phase, the report out phase.